Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
During a playoff run where the Blackhawks won three times on the road, the most road playoff victories in one postseason since 2014, the Hawks needed a fourth to extend it to another weekend and could not get it in Sioux City on Tuesday night. The Musketeers take game three against the Blackhawks by the final count of 3-0, and they win the series 2-1 as they pick up wins in the first and third matchup, the Blackhawks with a game two win in between. Time now to take a look at our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. It was a tightly played game all throughout and scoreless until 17:25 of the opening period when the Musketeers got a nice play by Grant Slukinski to make the first goal of the game possible. Nick Pierre carried the puck across the Blackhawk blue line, flipped it into the left circle where Slukinski batted it out of midair, controlling it and sending a pass across the top of the crease. That's where Tabor Heeslip was waiting for it. Heeslip moved back the direction the puck had come from, and with Emmett Crotto unable to knock it away from him, Heeslip flipped the puck up over the right pad of Crotto and in to make it a 1-0 score. Heeslip at 17:25, assisted by Grant Slukinski and a second assist to Nick Pierre. That 1-0 score held until the third period. It was still 1-0 at 7:24 with the puck in the Blackhawks zone. A keep in by Nick Pierre. It came to Tomi Leppinen near the top of the left circle and not far from the left boards. He wound up and got all of a slap shot, and with the screen moving across the face of goal, it got past the Blackhawks' Emmett Crotto and in. The goal to Leppinen is listed as being an unassisted score, but the play made by Pierre to get it to Leppinen made it possible. There'll be an assist added to Pierre, so a multi-point game for him after he also had a hand in the first Sioux City goal. And then the Musketeers capped it with 45:06 left to go in the third period. Ben Steves getting up the ice with the extra attacker on the playing surface, the net empty, and Steves wristing it into the goal inside the opposite post after the Musketeers had either two or three close calls aiming for the empty net in the last couple of minutes prior to that. Steves assisted by Luke Antonacci for the empty net score that made the final 3-0. The Hawks and the Musketeers each had a power play in the game. Neither team able to capitalize. Waterloo's came in the opening period. Sioux City had their power play in the second, so both teams 0-for-1. Just six shots on goal each way in the third period. For the game, not a lot of chances on either side. The Musketeers finished with 23. The Blackhawks with 16. The win to Alex Tracy after he had three regular season shutouts. He gets a postseason shutout. The loss to Emmett Crotto. His postseason record will wrap up at 3-3. Tracy now 2-1 after he stopped all 16 Blackhawks shots for the shutout. That is our postgame scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. You think about your car battery in the winter, but have you thought about your mower's battery this spring? Choose FVP VoltEdge batteries for your lawn or garden tractor and get started when it's time to mow. FVP parts are verified and proven. Reach for what works, FVP batteries at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. The Blackhawks made it to the USHL Western Conference semifinal after an upset playoff series victory over the Lincoln Stars, but could not pull another upset against the Sioux City Musketeers after finishing sixth in the USHL's West during the 2021-22 season. The Hawks wrap up the year after playing six postseason games and earning some valuable experience for this young team that will hope for a higher finish and an easier route through the Western Conference playoffs next year.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.